In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里证道。
This afternoon, topic is I will be satisfied with.
今天下午的题目是我将被满足。
The life, that God, create and also provide us that we need in our life.
神创造我们也足备的给予。就是充分的给予我们。
If we are not the children of God, then there's no, God doesn't have to. That's He's responsible for us to feed us and to take care of us.
要是神没有创我们的话，他就不需要有这个责任来在供给我们所需要的。
But since we are children of God.
但是既然我们是神的儿女，
He has to supply us what we need in our daily need.
所以他并会供给我们每日所需要的。
So I'd like to point out about 4 points this afternoon.
今天想跟大家分享四点。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 34.
请翻开诗篇34篇。
Psalm chapter 34 from verse 8.
诗篇三十四篇从八节开始。
8 to 10.
第八到第十节。
Psalm chapter 34 verse 8 to 10.
诗篇三十四篇从第八节到十节。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who take refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saint.
第九节。
To those who fear him, there is no want.The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good things. Here, David mentioned that the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing.
在这里大卫说，少壮狮子还缺食忍饿。但寻求主的什么好处都不缺。
We can ask ourselves our life to be alive really be satisfied with him.
我们要问自己，我们是不是在主内一切都让神满足我们。
If we cannot satisfy with God that he provide us, then naturally we're seeking something else.
要是我们从神那里得不到满足的话，我们当然就会追寻其他的东西了。
So the first point we think about, we trust in Him.
第一，我们需要思考的是，我们是不是信靠他。
We can satisfy with Him because we trust in Him.
我们只有能够信靠神，我们才能从他那里得到满足。
You know the Psalm chapter 23. This psalm is very precious. David mentioned that we not I shall not want. In verse 1 says.
我们大家都对诗篇的二十三篇很熟悉，因为在这里说我不致缺乏，在第一节。
The Lord is my shepherd.
因为主是我的牧者。
The many times our life we become our own shepherd.
常常我们会自己想要做自己的牧者。
That we don't want to let anybody else to lead our life, but we lead our life.
我们不愿其他的人来带领我们，我们想要自己带自己。
But here, David said, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want."
但大卫在这说，主是我的牧者，我必不缺乏。
This is human nature. We don't like somebody to above us to lead us, but we like to lead our own.
人有的时候有这个倾向，不愿意别人来在我们之上来带领我们。
But God designed us to let us to lead somebody. Let us to be led.
To be led.
To be led, right?
但是神创造我们，他也是让我们能够被领导的。
That's what the nature of that our we the, he create us as it is that way.
所以神就是创造我们的本性是这样子。
When Adam and Eve when they commit sin,
当亚当夏娃犯罪的时候
，they do not trust in God, but they trust in themselves.
因为他们不信靠神而信靠自己。
So they think they can handle their life to choose the way they can be satisfied.
他们认为他们自己可以做选择，然后能够得到自己那边得到满足。
So if we truly trust in Him.
要是我们真的信靠神的话。
Then we can our life will really to be satisfied.
这样我们就一定得到满足的。
Sometimes we think that God is very far from us.
有时候我们感觉神离我们很遥远。
But God says, I'm not that far. I'm actually very close to you.
但神说我离你并不远，我是与你很近的。
Yeah, to Jeremiah chapter 23.
在耶利米书二十三章这里说
，Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 23 and 24。
耶利米书二十三章二十三节跟二十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 23 and 24。
耶利米书二十三章二十三和二十四节。
Am I God who is near, declared the Lord, and not a God far off?Verse 24.
24节
And can a man hide himself in hiding place, so I do not see him, declare the Lord? Do I not feel the heaven and the earth, declare the Lord? Here God says, God, he explained to us how close to us.
在这里神亲自跟我们解释他与我们是多么亲近的。
And God says, do I not feel the heaven and the earth, declare the Lord?
主在这里问我不气充满天地吗
？The when in the Bible those who commit sin against God, those people do not trust in God.
在圣经里犯罪的人都是因为他们不愿意信靠神的关系。
Those who forget that God is very close to them.
因为他们忘记神其实离他们非常的亲近的。
We know when Jacob when he was run away from his brother.
我们知道当雅各逃从他哥哥那边逃走的时候。
His life himself is alone, the very lonely turned out to be.
他就碰到一个非常孤单的一个生活了。
When in Genesis chapter 20, when he's sleeping and at the Bethel.
在创世纪讲到他在别多那里睡觉的时候。
The God showed up to him in his dream.
神在他梦中显现。
Now he shows the gate of heaven.
他把天国的门给他显现。
They showed to him that how God.Himself close to the Jacob.
神要他知道他是跟雅各是这么的亲密的。
Now we know Jacob's life for the 20 years under his uncles.
我们知道雅各后来跟他的舅舅在舅舅家过了二十多年。
He have gone through a lot of difficulties actually.
他其实经过了很多的苦处。
His uncle lied to him for the choose where he choose his wife.
他舅舅欺骗他，就是在他娶他太太的时候。
Suppose he can work for him for the 7 years, but because his uncle lied to him, so he double amount, 14 years he served his uncle.
他本来为了他的妻子要为他舅舅服侍七年，结果因为他舅舅的欺骗，他反而要服侍十四年。
When he worked for his uncle, the uncle changed the wage for 10 times.
在他为舅舅服侍的时候，舅舅也改变他的工资十次。
But he all the way for 20 years he survived out of under his uncle.
但是过了二十多年，他也生存在他舅舅家。
He because God is with him.
因为神与他同在。
Because he trusts in God.
因为他是真的信靠神。
So it is a blessing that we as a children of God.
所以对我们成为神的儿女是很珍贵的。
He will lead us to what is the best for our life.
因为神必会带领我们到最好的地方。
Many times there is a moment that we have to choose at the point that we're seeking for our satisfaction.
常常我们想要追求得到满足的。
Then we have to set the what is a priority.
我们要想一想我们的优先点在哪里。
If we set God as our priority, then God also set us as His priority.
要是我们把神当为我们的优先的话，神必把我们也作为他的优先。
Such as like choose our college,
比如说
choosing our college to go.
当我们要选
and choosing our job and our business.
我们要工作的地方或者是做生意的地方。
There's many dimensions of our life, like a true, that we can put God first in our life.
在我们生命中做这些重要决定的时候，我们把神放在第一位。
God feeding us, God provides us what is best for us.
那神必会照顾我们，把最好的给我们。
And so, this is the simple, yet this is the true wisdom.
这听起来很简单，但是这个是真正的智慧。
In John chapter 4, there's a Samaritan woman. She's seeking for her satisfaction in her life.
在约翰福音第四章，这里有一位撒玛利亚妇人，她是想要得到满足。
But we find out this lady, actually, he knows God. He has some knowledge about God.
我们知道这位妇女，她其实对神有一些了解。
But she doesn't know how to satisfy. She doesn't know how to satisfy her soul.
但是她却没有，她的灵魂却得不到满足。
Only she's trying to find out the way of the flesh way. He's seeking. For to be satisfied.
他只能寻求他在肉体上的愿能够得到的满足。
So Jesus gave him a very simple solution for her.
所以耶稣就给他一个很简单的方法来帮他解决。
So, come to him.
他跟他说到我这里来。
Now you can ask for me for your drink, so they give you lead you eternal life.
你来跟我要水喝，你才就得到活水。
And let's turn to John chapter 4.
让我们看一下约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4 verse 10.
约翰福音第四章第十节开始。
John chapter 4 verse 10.
约翰福音第四章第十节。
Jesus answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says,To you, give me a drink, you would have asked him that he would have given you living water. So here the Jesus talked to the woman that how you can be satisfied, you come to me, ask me, and then he would have given you the living water.
在这里耶稣说你就来我这里跟我要水喝我就会给你这个活水了。
We all the brothers and sisters, we receive the Holy Spirit.
我们弟兄姐妹都得到圣灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God within us.
圣灵就是神的灵在我们里面。
God already gave us a great hint and also to lead us how we can be satisfied on. Satisfied by Him within us.
所以神就借着圣灵能够这样子带领我们，让我们满足。
I hope that we are truly...We experience of this satisfaction in Him.
我但愿大家都能够体验到这个神在我们住在我们心中的这种满足。
And let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
让我们看哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
哥林多后书第三章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5.
哥林多后书第三章第五节。
Not that we are adequate of ourselves to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our satisfaction is from God. Here say, our adequacy, our satisfaction is from God.
在这里说我们所有的满足都是从神那里来的。
So once we come to the Lord, we trust in God,And then we can be a very rich man from then on.
我们能够信靠神，能够完全的信赖他的话，我们就是成为一个非常富有的人了。
Who is the truly the richest man in the world?
这世上最富足的人是谁呢？
The one whom they can trust.
那就是那一个可以愿意信靠的人。
Why people they work very hard because they want to save money so they can trust in the what they save in their saving account.
为什么大家这么努力的工作呢？因为他们认为这样子能够积财，把这个钱财存在银行里。
We find out that many rich men end up they save a lot of money.
我们有看到很多富家他们。能够 存下很多钱。
They find out that once they save the money, this money doesn't supply them to true satisfaction.
但是他们发现他们所 鸡的产业却带不给他们带不到满足。
So they're looking for to try to spend this money for the good purpose.
所以他们就借用他们的财富，能够花在有价值上面的东西。
So when they earn the money, they think that this money they can trust.
他们本来赚钱的时候，以为他们可以信靠这些钱财。
But later they find out when they spend what they have, so they can be satisfied.
后来他们发现，在他们花这些钱财的时候，他们就得到满足。
Actually, the two ways of life. One is like a infant of an attitude of life.
所以有这种不同的态度，一个是像婴孩一样的态度。
The infants of life is they're trying to focus on their central point themselves.Trying to holding and trying to save into their hands.
这种有婴孩的态度，他们什么东西都想要抓在手中，能够存起来。
But the one who have a mature enough, then they give away to others.
但是一个成熟人的想法就是他愿意跟别人分享。
So they know the material is not the one that they can trust.
他们知道在财务上面他们是得不到信靠的。
Actually, the one who can trust, whom we can trust is God himself.
我们当然知道我们能够信靠的只有神。
If God is within our life,
要是神在我们一生当中的话，
then we can be richest one in the world.
那我们就成为世上最富足的人了。
And also the second point is because we obtained eternal life.
第二点就是因为我们得到了永生。
Nowadays, many people, they believe in God.
有很多人说他们信神。
But not necessarily all of them,obtain this eternal life.
但并不是每个人他们都有永生。
And First John chapter 2:25, this is what God promised to us. It says.
在约翰福音
chapter 2, First John chapter 2.
Yeah, 约翰福音第二章。
Chapter 2, verse 25.
25节。
And this is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life.
约翰福音二章二十五节
，verse 25, chapter 2, verse 25, First John.
约翰一书第二章二十五节。
This is the promise which He Himself made to us, eternal life.
主所应许我们的就是永生。
What is ultimate our blessing? Ultimate our point that we can satisfy when the eternal life is in our hand.
我们最大的满足。是什么呢？就是当我们知道永生是属于我们的。
When young man came to Jesus, he mentioned, "How can I obtain the eternal life?"
有一个青年人来到主耶稣面前，问他说：“我怎么样能够得到永生？”
This young man has a quite understanding.
这个青年人他是很聪明的。
Because he has a wise enough that obtain the eternal life is very important.In his life.
因为他有足够的智慧，知道得永生是重要的。
But yet he doesn't have enough wisdom to truly obtain this eternal life.
但是他却不足够，他的智慧却不足够能够真正得到这个永生。
He doesn't understand the issue about possession.
因为他对自己拥有的还是不了解。
Obtain the eternal life is keeping up.From this word that we can holding God in our life.
能够得到永生，就是把手上所有的放弃，才能够得到神。
But what this young man has a full of his life, such a mature blessed in his life.
在他生命中有很多物质上的祝福。
But Jesus talked to him that if you want to obtain the eternal life.
但主耶稣跟他说，你想要得到永生的
话。That you can sell all your property, give it to the poor, then you follow me.
你要放弃，你要卖掉你所有的财产，然后来跟随我。
You know, the possession is the very important part of our life.
当然，我们所有的对我们生活是很需要的。
If we do not obtain the eternal life,
但是我们不能得到永生的话
，No matter how what we have,
那不管我们生命所拥有的
，This one it cannot truly to be satisfied in our soul.
那我们所有的就根本不能够满足我们的灵魂。
Let's turn to first the Matthew chapter 16.
让我们看马太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音的第十六章。
Chapter 16 verse 25 and 26.
十六章二十五和二十六节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 25 and 26.
马太福音16章25-26节.
And whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. 26.
26节.
What will a man be profited if he gain the whole world and profit his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Here that Jesus mentioned about the importance of gaining that our life.
在这里, 耶稣提到我们能够得到生命是多么重要。
Our life, the worth is more than the whole entire world.
我们的生命是比整个世界都重要的。
So that Jesus pointed out importance of our life.
所以耶稣提到我们生命的重要性。
But nowadays, how many people really seeking for this eternal life?
但是在世上有多少人在真正追求这个永生呢?
Many times our life, they seeking something more. We think that other things, the dealing with the business in this world is more important than our spiritual life.
大家都很多人都在追求其他的。 这些东西
I hope that we can be a true rich man. We can put the priority as the gaining this eternal life.
我但愿我们都成为富家，就是能够知道怎么样的追求永生。
Also the way we obtain the eternal life is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在于我们怎么样追求这个永生呢? 就是要真正的认识主耶稣。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
让我们看约翰福音17章。
John chapter 17 verse 3.
约翰福音17章第三节。
John chapter 17 verse 3.
约翰福音17章第三节。
And this is eternal life, that they may know the only true God and the Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Here Jesus said, "This is eternal life."
这里耶稣说，这就是永生.
That they may know.
这样就是要你认识.
If we know our Lord Jesus Christ, our only true God, then this is eternal life.
你能够认识独一的真神，而且就是所差来的耶稣基督.
The more we understand our God,
我们越了解我们的神,
that actually clear about our eternity.
那对我们的永生就越明白.
So that's why we study the Bible, why we meditate the Word of God.
这是所以我们要查经，要来聚会.
So get to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是要来认识耶稣基督.
Hopefully this one to be our priority.
我但愿这个成为我们大家的优先.
The more we understand God,
让我们能够更了解神,
actually become a true source of our satisfaction.
这就成为我们得到满足的来源.
And he, so this gaining the eternal life becomes our satisfaction to be.
所以得到 永生就是让我们能够得到满足.
Let's turn to the book of one verse, book of John.
约翰福音.
In chapter 4.
第四章.
Chapter 4, verse 14.
约翰福音第四章14节.
But whoever drinks of this water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become in him a well of water and spring up to eternal life. And here is Jesus continued to carry this conversation with this woman mentioned about this water. If you drink, then it spring up to eternal life.
在这里耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人继续的对话，说到人若说喝我所赐的水就是永远不渴。 而且我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直到永到永生。
And third point, we go to the inherit the kingdom of God.
第三点，我想提到的就是能够得到神国。
Inheritance is a blessing.
我们能够得到的神的。Because
we do not working for it, actually, we just receive it.
从神得到这个，我们不需要劳苦，就是从那里白白得来的。
So once we have inherited, that means that things that we don't work out for, we do not pay anything yet, we receive from our either parents, or somebody else.
我们能得到这个资产是并不是因为我们很努力得到的，通常是从我们父母给我们留下来的。
Especially Jesus said, "We inherit the kingdom of God."
尤其耶稣说，我们将承受这个神国。
Once we become a children of God, then the kingdom of God it becomes ours.
当我们信主耶稣之后，神国就属于我们了。
We already rich enough, in a sense.That we can be satisfied with this kingdom of God.
所以就我们就已经富足，让我们能够对神国得到满足。
Once we have this understanding of inherit a kingdom of God.
当我们了解我们是在承受神的国的时候
，then life is we are nothing lack of actually.
那我们就知道我们一生其实什么都不缺了。
We know what God defeating the Elijah.
我们知道神是怎么样的喂饱以利亚。
During the three and a half years of the drought.
在三年半的干旱饥荒的时候。
God never let him to be starved to death.
神没有让他饿死。
Because he is within the promise of God and blessing of God.
因为他已经在神的应许还有神的祝福之下。
Sometimes we think about where is the kingdom of God.
有的时候我们在问自己神的国在哪里。
Actually, the kingdom of God starts from our heart.
其实神的国就从我们心中开始。
In the book of Luke, and the Jewish and the Pharisees came to Jesus.
在路加福音这里有一些犹太和法利赛人来到耶稣面前。
They're asking about the kingdom of God.
他们问耶稣神国的问题。
Jesus mentioned the kingdom of God is not in here and there, but in your midst.
耶稣跟他们说，神国不在那里或是这里，而是在你们当中。
If we already inherit the kingdom of God,
要是我们已经承受了神国的话
，the kingdom should be here at the present time and now today.
那神国就属于现在的，就是现在就拥有的。
Listen to Luke chapter 17.
让我们看一下路加福音十七章。
Chapter 17, verse 20 and 21.
是路加福音十七章二十和二十一节。
Now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God is not coming with the signs to be observed. Nor will they say, Look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst. Jesus pointed out, the kingdom of God is not come from the outside, but it come from the inner world ourselves.
所以耶稣提到神国不在外面所能看见的，而也不是能够指出来的，而是在我们心中。
And let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
我们也看一下罗马书第十四章。
The Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
罗马书十四章的第十七节。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Yet Paul mentioned about the kingdom of God.
在这里，保罗也提到神的国。
The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
神的国不在乎吃和喝。
The eating and drinking related our flesh life.
吃喝就表示我们平常物质的生活。
It doesn't mean that it's not important, but because this is not the main issues mentioned about it.
并不表示我们完全的忽略掉，而是表示这不是重点。
But the kingdom of God is the main issues, righteousness and peace.Peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神国是在乎于公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
Where the Spirit of God within our heart.
就是要神的灵在我们心中
充满。Supply us this peace and joy.
不断的供给我们的公义和和平。
So we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
我们就能够活在不只是在。肉体而是住在神。
Even though life we have a flesh, yet our inner, our soul and our heart is in the spirit.
虽然我们的肉体是活在这日上，这个肉体这个世界上，但是我们灵中可以跟神交
流。So this is the true attitude of Christian life.
这就是一个基督徒当有的态度。
So the satisfaction is not come from the flesh.But in the spirit, then.
所以我们的满足不在于肉体，而是在灵中。
And fourth point is how we can be satisfied with the with a content, a self-contentment.
第四点，我们能够被满足，就是我们能够自己自满。
Listen to Philippians chapter 4.
我们看腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4 from the verse 4.
腓立比书第四章第四节。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with a thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7.
第七节。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Here, the Paul pointed out that our satisfaction is come from the contentment.
在这里，保罗指出，我们的满足是能够自给自满。
Because rejoice is there's a reason to be rejoiced.
在这里能够喜乐，是因为有原因的。
Without understanding that the reason to find out the rejoice, we cannot rejoice.
要是没有理由的话，我们就不会喜乐了。
That we can see ourselves something that we desperately need in our life.
在我们生活上，我们知道我们有需要的地方。
But we lack of something, definitely.
当然，我们都会有缺乏的。
But still, we can rejoice.
但是我们还是能够喜乐。
How is it possible?
那这是怎么可能呢？
We were conditioned under the great stress, maybe.
或许我们在很大的压力下。
Now, how we can rejoice?
我们怎么能够喜乐呢？
Because this rejoice comes from the spiritual understanding.
这种喜乐只能从灵那里得来的。
But this rejoice is come from the self satisfaction that what God supplied us already.
这种喜乐就是能够自满的，知道神所供给我们的。
Paul already at this time he was in the prison at this time.
在保罗写这个书信的时候，他已经被关在牢里了。
Physically he cannot rejoice.
其实属肉体的话，他是没有办法喜乐的。
Yet he find out the rejoice out of this circumstance.
但是他却能够在这种情况下继续
喜乐。So this rejoice is not come from his flesh.
这种喜乐不是因他肉体的情况而喜乐。
This rejoice is come from the in spirit.
但是这种喜乐是完全是灵中的喜乐。
And he find out the way to can rejoice. Verse 5 is that your forbearing spirit be known to all men.
第五节这说，当叫众人都知道你们谦让的心。
A self-satisfaction, the self-contentment, self-forbearing spirit, I can say.
在这里他们有这种，他有谦让的这种心，所以他就很容易自满。
And verse 6, do not be anxious for anything.
第六节说，应当一无挂虑。
How is it possible can make this possible? Through the prayer.
他怎么能够达到这种境界呢？那只有靠祷告。
So he mentioned everything by prayer and supplication.
所以他说只要凡事借着祷告祈求。
In our life, we have maybe a lot of issues that we need also the lack of something.
在我们一生当中当然是有很多缺乏的。
But within there, we find out the satisfaction.
但是虽然如此我们还是能够得到满足。
Then lie the peace of God that guard our heart, verse 7 says.
在第七节这里说神所赐这个出人意外的平安必在基督里面保守你们。
So, today we pointed out this four point for we can be satisfied with that.
所以我这提到四点我们能够得到满足。
The one is we can trust in him.
第一是我们愿意信靠的神。
And second one is we obtain the eternal life.
第二就是得到永生。
The life is important issue.
这个永生是非常重要的。
As long as we have a life, eternal life.
只要我们有永生。
Other issue is secondary actually.
那其他的一切其实都是次要的。
We clearly sure that we inherit the kingdom of God.
我们很清楚的知道我们得到神的果。
That we don't have to seeking the materially too much.
我们就不会要花太多的精神来追求这世上的果。
Because this world is passing by.
因为这世上一切都会过去。
But we already have an eternal millionaire in the kingdom of God.
但在神国里，我们已经是百万富翁了。
The first point of self-satisfaction.
第四个就是能够自满。
The Paul the mentioned about the, you know, we know the, First Timothy chapter 6 that the self we can say chapter 6 verse 6
我们知道在提摩太前书第六章第六节这里提到
contentment, we can say contentment, right?
他这里讲到能够知足。
First Timothy 6 verse 6, he mentioned about the importance of our contentment.
提摩太前书第六章第六节，他这里讲到能够知足的心是多
么
重要。
Many times the Christian life we seeking our life as same like a Gentiles.
有些基督徒他们所追求的跟这世上的人一样。
Sometimes we push our children to be worldly way of same like other people.
有的时候我们会逼孩子们跟世上的孩子们一样的要竞争。
Sometimes we push ourselves like the worldly way too.
有的时候我们也会要求自己跟其他的人一样。
We forget the word is a priority ourselves.
我们那时候就忘记了我们的优先在哪里。
But we know that what is a true priority is the kingdom of God, our Lord Jesus, knowing him, eternity.
我们要牢牢记住，我们的优先点就是神的国。
Once we're spiritually satisfied,
所以在灵中我们能够满足的话，
all this worldly, flesh life, it becomes a part of like a secondary issue then.
这样子，世上一切的东西，我们就会看为次要了。
And Apostle Paul, he trying to holding the Lord Jesus in his life, he ravished all he has.
保罗他是完全的拥抱了主耶稣，而放弃了他世上所有的一切。
Because that becomes his true satisfaction.
因为在基督里，他是完全能够得到满足的。
Maybe because a month later, we go back to God.
或许一个月之后，我们会回到神那里去。
Maybe year later we go back to God.
或者是一年之后。
But what we can bring to God.
但是我们能够带到神那里的是什么呢
？Is that we can bring a lot of money?
我们可以带很多的钱财吗
？We can bring a lot of our high position or things that we know as knowledges.
我们把我们的地位或我们很多的知识带到神那里吗
？No, actually, the life, eternal life, and our status that God allows in our life.
其实都这些都不行，只有永生，神给我们的这个我们才能够带去。
True salvation.
这就是真的救恩。
So we can be satisfied with His given true life, eternity.
我们就在神给我们这个永生中能够满足。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters we can be satisfied always.
但愿我们大家都能够在主内得到满足。
Because God provides us already enough to be satisfied.
因为神所供给我们的一切已经足够让我们得到满足。
Let's sing in 339.
请唱诗三百三十九首。